We are blessed that you have tuned in to Take Time for Jesus. We pray that you will be inspired by the message. Our goal is to preach Jesus to this lost and dying world. At the end of the broadcast, we will give you our address where you can email us and the P.O. box where you can write to us.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. It's once again time to take time for Jesus. We just pray that God has blessed you and kept you in the days gone by, and we're looking unto him to be the author and the finisher of our faith. My friend, let me encourage you in these days that we live to look up, for the redemption draweth nigh. A lot of people doesn't seem to be concerned about the days that we're living in, but scripturally, we've got to understand that we're living in the last days. If you would just take the time to read your Bible and look into the scriptures at which pertaining to the return of our Lord, mostly for sure to these times, not that any of the rest of it is less important, but in these days at which we now live, we need to be concerned about it, for all these things that are happening that Jesus spoke about in the last days and Joel wrote to us and many of the other prophets made mention of in these days that we live is perilous times. We look to the things that are happening around across the world, and we see all of the things that are happening taking place. We got to realize that man himself cannot save himself. Our only hope is in the Almighty God. The name of Jesus Christ is our only salvation. We know that by these things that are happening, that the time is nigh upon us at the return of our Lord. Are you expecting his return or are you rejecting it? It's entirely up to you. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and would read your Bible and look unto the scriptures, and you'll see around and about us today with all the things that are happening would be the time we need to draw nigh to God. Don't forget him, because the nations that forget God is going to be turned into hell. My friends, it's time to rejoice and look up, for a redemption draweth nigh. If you have your name on the Lamb's Book of Life and believing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and have repented of your sins and come to him and, according to the Scriptures, baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin and receive of his Spirit the Holy Ghost. My friend, there's a lot of people today claiming to be Christians, but I wonder if they was arrested and brought into trial to see whether they were or not, would there be enough evidence against them to prove that they are Christians? Or would they say, no, just let me go. I want to believe in him. You know, Peter denied him 3 times, but yet still Jesus told the apostles when the rest of them there, he said, you go tell my apostles and Peter, I go before them and meet them there. So, my friend, today, God is merciful. He'll forgive you of your sins, but you're looking into a lot of people. They don't care what you've done, whether it's some great sin or some minor thing. They'll always remember it against you and make a judgment about you, and whatever it might be, and however good you may have turned out to be, they still remember the bad thing. So let's look to the Lord. Let's call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, having our sins blotted out by the blood of the Lamb and our names recorded on the Lamb's Book of Life, by repenting and coming unto him today and giving him the praise and honor that he is due. For time is running out. Whether you realize it or not, it's running out. And a lot of preachers are preaching for your monetary things and looking to have great things here on this land and on the earth, the materialistic things. But my friend, I'm looking for a kingdom which builders and makers is God, a city that we're in that he built by whatever means that he decided to have there. It's going to be greater than anything else that we've ever seen or known. So, repent of your ways. If you don't know God, call upon him and ask him to forgive you of your sins and your unrighteousness, looking unto him to bring forth the things that which in he has promised us in the word, eternal life, a crown of righteousness. That's the only way we're going to have it, is through Jesus Christ. Because he's the door, he's the way, he's the light. He is the one that is going to bring forth salvation. Remember that he took yours and my place on Calvary's tree, wherein that he stretched out his arms and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. To those people that was in that time when they had him and crucified him, hollering out, give us Barabbas, a man that was known to be a murderer and a thief, they cried out to give them Barabbas. That's what the world is saying today, to give us the world and all the corruption that goes with the world and its things, but they're saying do away with Jesus because they're having councils brought together in our lawmakers and our Supreme Courts, and these things are bringing things against the church, and they're saying you can't pray in school. They're taking the right for parents to correct their children, and I know that some have been brutally abused, and I believe that there should be laws against something, but just correcting the children and for his right and make it understand that things are right and wrong and the difference between abuse and correcting your children. But I believe that God has set in order all things that we should pay attention to, and we're coming to the place to worry in that they're going to be fulfilled, and many of them are already been. You look into Matthew when Jesus spoke in the 24th chapter about the wars and rumors of wars and all these things that are happening. Look about, check on your news and see that are not we in those days now? Have not all of our systems been brought down to about as low a state that they can be? Why? Because we have upheld the ungodly things and put down the godly things. We've upheld and made laws for the ungodly and destroyed the morale of them that seek after the kingdom of God and trying to destroy that and bringing down the prayer in school, as the other day that it was looked down that the Muslims can pray to their God, but the man in our football game, they didn't want him to kneel and pray. So now where have we come from? Are we a free nation? Are we under dictation? I believe that we're under the dictation of Satan, and he's got control right now. But at the coming of the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, the God of glory, is going to put an end to all of them that fall into his trap, all of them that goes his way, and even to he himself and all the false prophets is going to be cast into hell. And there they will be punished day and night for eternity. So now it's your choice and my choice. We can choose to serve the eternal God, the God of eternity, and calling upon his name for salvation. Or we can choose to just go our merry way and let everything go and hope that some way or another something will pan out. My friend, it ain't going to work quite that way. It's going to come to the time that we're in that even to the place of that people goes into to worship God. We've got false prophets standing in those places already. So where are we going to be? If you find a preacher that's preaching to you all prosperity and everything's going to pan out and everything will going to be all right and we all going to make it to heaven whether we want to or not, idea, then you need to find you a place where the gospel of Jesus Christ is being preached, and therefore that the people are observing it. We need to think about where we're going to spend eternity, because the time is now at hand, and we need to be concerned about where are we at biblically and look into the scriptures. Revelations will give you a good outlook of it, as well as many other scriptures that will tell you that this world is teeter-tottering on destruction. So let us pray one for another. Let us pray for our boys and girls who are in these wars and for those that have sacrificed and give their life and some of them all mangled up, and even to our policemen that have stood between you and many of the things that's happening in the world today. I know there's corruption and it seems like in every work of man, but nevertheless, God's got some people out there that's got some morals about them. So let's pray for them. and keep them in mind that God will help them and protect them and keep them and return our boys and girls home from these wars, and that we can, that they can be with their family. The time of the end is upon us. We need to come together, tear down these walls of denominations between the church, is destroying the church. As Reagan told Khrushchev, tear down this wall. We need to tear down the walls of denominations and get to praying out and seeking after the kingdom of God in every way and every form of religion that would bring forth true salvation. Religion ain't going to help you, my friend, but salvation, repenting of our sins, seeking after God in His Spirit of truth, will bring us forth to the kingdom of God, and we can enter in to His rest. Otherwise, we're going to be lost. My friend, we need to pray and seek after the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All the rest of the stuff will be added unto Him according to His word, and I believe that it's truth. So as we pray one for another. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day that Thou hast made. Thank You for letting us share Your blessings and the keeping of us through the days past. And looking forward unto that day of God, that when You come forth and take a revenge upon the ungodly and the sins of this world, by my Lord, and bring forth the righteous and put them into the place that You have prepared for them. I praise You and I thank You, Father, for all things and in all things, for spiritual things and natural things. We give You praise and honor, and thank You for all that You have blessed us with spiritually, physically, and financially. Our boys and girls that are in these foreign lands and these wars amongst people that cares nothing for life, help them, O God, and just protect them and keep them and send them home safely to their families. And those that have been mangled up and everything, that You would help them and supply their needs spiritually, physically, and financially. We pray for our policemen around the nation, Lord, that they be brought forth and given unto them wisdom and knowledge and how in that they can fight the crimes of this world and bring forth that we may be justified in Thy sight. We give You praise and honor, thanking You for all Thy blessings, giving You glory and honor in that precious name of Jesus. We ask of these things, and we give You the glory for it all. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Here's something for my wife has got for you now, and we just keep praying for us.
Well, praise the Lord again for this time that we have to share with you what the Lord has laid on our hearts, and pray that it'll be a blessing to you. We, as I've said before, we're self-supporting and everything, so if you'd like to help us, it'd be appreciated. I'll give you the address later, but I just would rather know that someone out there is listening, and we're not building a mansion or anything. We live in a little old house here in Tampa that God has provided for us, and we're very happy. But this afternoon, I'd like to share with you what the Lord has laid on my heart, and it's time to put God first. In view of our nation's grief over many of the incidents that happened to killing the small children up in Connecticut, ours is no longer a civilized country. Rather, the word barbaric describes it better. The reporter on the next day of the tragedy up there listed that there was 16 killed, and now there was 222 dead, and many of them were wounded. And there was two other things that happened. One was in Pennsylvania Colony, and the other was in the New Life Church in Colorado Springs several years ago. Teenage sisters were killed while their dad was wounded, but they survived. That killer planned to kill more when he entered the church, but he was stopped and shot to death by a guard on duty. The question comes up, why would a loving God not intervene quickly, thus hindering any loss of life? And I've heard many people ask me the same question. It's a legitimate question deserving biblical answers. A clue can be found in Psalm 81:13-14, where he says, "Oh, that my people would listen to me and walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foe. Our iniquities have made a separation between us and God. In Isaiah 59:2, and his face is hid from ours, that he will not hear. God does not hear the prayers except of a sinner, except of repentance. And that's in the Bible. I can't tell you right now where it is, but if you'll look, it's in there. For us to be effective as part of the solution, instead of adding to the overall problem, America, we must get serious about turning back to God while learning to obey his commandments. A letter was written to our reporter where he conveyed these truths also. He posed a question: do you think the United States is under some kind of judgment? I believe there is ample evidence we are. Some believe that God has already removed his hand of protection. And in Psalms 91:17, it says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Does that sound like our nation today? I think we're heading in that direction. America's sins are flagrant. We've all read the list, but I add to this that we're an idolatrous nation, serving other gods such as pleasure and materialism. And I remember growing up that the schools, Sunday afternoon, the stores were closed all the time on Sunday. They weren't open on Sunday, and the department stores or supermarkets we didn't have, they weren't either. And on Wednesday, they closed on Wednesday afternoon so people could go to church. This may be a shock to the younger generation, but it really happened. Let's take God's word to heart, seeking his face, loving and obeying him, and putting him first. In Psalm 119:11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And to make it concise, let us return to the land in Hosea 6:11. Will you put God first, or you'll be like the wicked? Where, and again, Psalms 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that have forgot God. And I think that's where we are right now. There's so many things that they're letting go on that's ungodly. God is not pleased with it. And I think one of these days, he is going to say, I've had enough of it. That's it. And judgment is going to come. Judgment starts at the house of God. The house of God is the church. And that's where, like Brother Compton said, prophets and all these people were coming in. And they're preaching another gospel. They're saying that you can do whatever you want to do and God will forgive you. I'm sorry. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is death. And that means the way of an ungodly man is death. And I just praise God again for this opportunity that we can share this with you. And if you would like to help us, our address is Take Time for Jesus, P.O. Box 17272, Tampa, Florida, 33682. And if you'd like to email us, that's more important than the mail in the post office box. Just let us know that you're listening, that this gospel is going out, and that people are listening to it. And that's ecompton31@yahoo.com or sallygcp4@yahoo.com. And may God bless you. Here's Brother Earl.
Praise the Lord. Yes, we appreciate the emails that we have gotten from those that have emailed us, and for those that have wrote to us by the way of U.S. mail, and the ones that have helped us with the broadcast financially. But the prayers are more important, my friend. God will see to all of our needs if we just trust in him. And believe me, he's looked after this old boy for 80 years, and I don't see why he won't look after for me another 20 or 30, whatever it might be. But I believe that God is on the throne, and he looks down in the hearts of all men, and he's looking to them that will worship him in spirit and in truth. He's promised that he would meet our needs. Now, it may be not all your wants, because a lot of people wants a lot of things, but it does not require that they need it. But he supplied my needs in many ways, and I give him praise and honor. Oh, there has been a time or two I wanted that I didn't need, and he never gave it to me, but I'm not going to grumble with him about it. He knows best. But my friend, we're living in a time that we're approaching in these days that we're living in, and all things are being fulfilled. You can read in the Word of God and find out in throughout the gospel, if you just check up on the scriptures there, and you'll find it that God had made a plan from the beginning for his people. He made a plan for the children of Israel when he taken Abraham out and he built a nation with him, and they became a nation. And through their neglection of God and disobeying and everything, they were cast out and broken down to where you and I could be brought in. When Jesus died on the cross, took yours and my place, he tore down that partition that was between the Gentiles and the Jewish nation, the Hebrews, and he tore it down and brought us all together for the inheritance, one together, not separated, but with the kingdom of God at hand. We need to come together in spirit and in truth and worship in the same God, and not being trying to belittle this one and that one. My friends, if we just only realize that scriptures cannot be broken, we need to tear down the walls of denomination and these people that saying, oh, you don't belong to this and you don't belong to that. If you got to belong to this, you got to belong. Let me clue you something, my friends. If you don't know it, let me reinstate there that if you don't belong to Jesus Christ and have your sins under the precious blood that was shed on Calvary's cross and have your name on the Lamb's Book of Life, I don't care what denomination you belong to or who the man with the big hat or whomever stands in the pulpit telling you a bunch of stuff. If you have not repented of your sins, you're going to go down in defeat with the rest of the world that have neglected to call upon the Lord. If we would just turn into our scriptures there and in the Revelation, we would find that God has foreordained that in these days that we live in, look about you now and see that how that our economy is lost and is dripping away from us. It's going down in defeat because of greed and unbelief, because of selfishness and unbelieving people in the world. They're trying to lay up treasures for themselves against the days of old. I was reading in the newspaper just this morning where this man went and bought a whole lot of limestone mines up there somewhere or another in the upper part of the world, the States. And he's calling about that they would be strong enough to keep us from any disaster that would happen upon the world. Preparing to go into these caves to keep these things that's falling through the air from time to time that struck Russia over there here not too many days ago and killed some people. He thinks that these things is going to be substantial enough to hold them against the wrath of God. These meteorites is going to be a lot more powerful than the things that we have in this world. But God is in control of these things, my friend. And the Bible states that the people would run into the rocks and the caves and to hide themselves and cry out to the rocks and the mountain to fall on them and hide them from the wrath of God that sits on the throne. My friend, today there's no place that you can go to get out from the wrath of God. Even when he said there's no hiding place you can go into the scriptures and find that. Well, he said, if you even hide yourself in the depths of the sea, there he will command the serpent to bite you. Even you run from a lion, you enter into a house from a bear, then a spider or a scorpion will get you. So, my friend, where are you going to hide from the face of God Almighty? What cave can you get into that's deep enough that he can't reach out there and get you? You see, he's an almighty God. He created all these things. He knows how to destroy it, and he will. And all the ungodly things that are in the world is going to be destroyed. And these people that are going around and claiming that God died for the people of this world, true enough. But he died to save you from your sins, and he's not going to let you enter into your kingdom, his kingdom rather, and bring your sins with you. So them that's got all these funny ideas about this is the way God made me and this and that and one thing or another. God created man and a woman. He took the rib out of a man's side and created a woman, and he made him there to be a male and female. There is no way in the world that two men can produce or two women can produce. My friend, we need to realize that God knows what he's doing, whether you and I do or not. And he's going to bring a destruction upon the sinner and the ungodly and all of these things that claim to be so righteous that they stink in the nostrils of God. He's going to bring an end to it, my friend, and that end is coming up on us pretty quick. It's already started to happening. It started back when the day of Pentecost, when Peter stood up and said that Joel prophesied about those days, that in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out of my spirit. Those days started back then. And whether you want to accept it or not, they're getting worse. And if you just look around at all the things, and Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah and the days of Lot, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. We see that all this immorality is going on throughout the world, and the government and our so-called political people are sanctioning it and bringing forth. And God said it was abomination in his sight, and they're worthy of death, even to them that have pleasure with them. Them that's going to sanction and go along with their ideas is going, according to God's word, then worthy of death. And it will be that way according to the word of God, because he is the one that's going to separate the tares from the wheat. He's the one that's going to bring up the righteous and destroy the unrighteous. My friend, it's not me. It's all in the word of God if you just take time to read it. I didn't write the book. It was wrote for yours and my benefit. That God inspired man to write it to us and to tell us at how we should live godly in the sight of God. And if we don't, the things that we're going to suffer because of it, we're going to have to stand an account for the things that we've done in this life, irregardless of whether we stand before a court of law in this land for robbery or killing or something other. We're going to stand before the white judgment throne of God. Them that have not repented is going to come face to face with the Almighty God, and he's going to say, depart from me, and cast them into outer darkness. Ain't going to be no reprieve on it. They're all going to be according to what he says. My friend, today in this day we have, and we've got some smart lawyers that go in there and they'll try to get murderers and rapers and children, child killers and all these things off of from the death row. And even if they give them a death sentence, they'll stay there and probably die of old age or something or another. Oh, my friend, listen to me. The scripture cannot be broken. God's word's going to be fulfilled whether we like it or not. I'm preparing myself as my family, as I'm trying to persuade them also to get prepared for the things that is yet to come. And they're on its way. These things that are happening, these solar flares from the sun that scientists said that could have destroyed everything there and even to the earth in some part there if they would have been headed this direction. Whirlwinds on the moon and all these other places and everything. Bible speaks about signs in the heavens and the earth and there in the waves roaring out. So why not we believe what the Bible says when scientists have come up and showed us? If you look into some of the scriptures there, you believe what they're saying is happening, that God has already ordained it to be so years before you and I came into this world. It's all in the word of God. Whether you want to believe it or not, it really doesn't matter to me. I hope you believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because it's the only hope. Him holds out in the earth is not going to provide the sanctuary for after it's all over with. You're going to come out of the hole like a rabbit or something other, and you're going to live happily ever after. My friend, he said he was going to destroy this earth and the fullness thereof, and he was going to create a new heaven and a new earth. And if you're not got your name on the Lamb's Book of Life, where are you going to be? Into outer darkness where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. There's no destruction, no worse than God's wrath. There's no thing that man has come up with. The atomic bomb and the hydrogen bomb and all these things, they're destroyed, true enough. But there's nothing compared to what God can do in just the breath out of his nostrils, if he so minds to. When they hung Jesus on the cross, he didn't have to go there. He done it because he loved the world and that he created in his own image. He loved it well enough that he allowed it to be as even. He could have called for 12 leagues of angels out of heaven, 72,000 angelic beings that could not be harmed or stopped. He could have given them the order and they would have destroyed the world right then and set him free. But he chose to go to Calvary for you and I. He chose to go there because he loved that which he created in his own image. He took the rib out of a man's side. So the woman come from the man, and he said that they would be one flesh. And when they're joined together in matrimony, God performed the first marriage that was ever instituted, and he done it with a man and a woman and told them to replenish. Our friend, this other devil that's come along and put all this here stupidity in the minds of men and women that does the opposite, it's going to be shame on them. If they don't repent and come out of that kind of lifestyle, they're going to be lost, whether they like it or not. It's going to be according to the word of God. In Noah's day, there was sin running rampant. Everybody done that which was right in his own sight. And they was lost in the flood because they believed not what Noah was telling them, that God was going to destroy the world with water. They didn't believe him. But when Noah had finished the ark and God told him, he said, Noah, come into the ark. God was already in there. He said, Noah, come into the ark. Everything was prepared. But there was 7 days of grace left to the people that was out there in out of the ark, and that they had 7 more days of opportunity, but none repented. My friend, today, and they were all carried away in the flood. None was survived except Noah and his family. My friend, today, and these people are preaching and coming up and said that the church is going to go out into the wilderness and they're going to be protected and they're going to come back and rule the world. I believe that somebody miscued there on that deal, because the church is going to be taken off of the earth, the Christian people, the saints of God, and they're going to be took off of the earth, and then the wrath of God's going to fall upon the sinner, the ungodly, and therefore he's going to destroy the earth and the fullness thereof and create it all over again, make it new wherein dwelleth righteousness. My friend, are we prepared for this coming of our Lord and Savior? Some says, is he on his way? I believe he is. I believe if we could just push back the curtains of heaven and we'd set him there, see him sitting upon the throne, waiting for the word to come forth. My friend, it's time we begin to pray and seek God to tear down these denominational walls and come together with one Lord and one faith and one mind to serve the one true living God, calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus in repentance and receiving him. There's only one church God's interested in, and that's a born-again souls, not in that denomination. He didn't die for the denomination. He died for the soul of man, my friend. And if you're going to hang your hopes and your faith on the denomination, you need to take it down, put it in the presence of God on the altar there, and cry out and repent and come to the Lord Jesus Christ and put your hope in him. Put your faith and your hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the God that created the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof. He became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of God, full of grace and truth. But God said it pleased him that in him all the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in Jesus Christ. So where are you going to go to? Except to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, it's time we begin to realize. And if you're reading a different Bible from that which originally started, Honey, I've got some Bibles that dates back way before that the translation of the King James came out, and they say the same thing. It's a little bit difficult to read, but they say the same thing. Ah, my friend, listen to me. It's time we got our hearts right with God. It's time that we called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time we began to get our pros and cons together, not relying upon the arm of flesh, but calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Time is running short. Oh, the wars and the rumors of wars and all nations are turning against the nation. All these kingdoms against kingdoms, and they're all getting prepared for that big day of Armageddon. Oh, my friend, listen to me. Hear me. Read your Bible. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ that you won't go down in defeat and be cast into hell with the devil and all these false prophets that's telling you wrongs. All of them that's trying to build memorials to themselves to take the money that you need to survive it until the Lord comes and build them big memorials and big names for themselves. They're going to cast all these things into the caves with the bats and then cry out for them to fall on them and hide them from the face of him that is sitting upon the throne. Do you want to be with the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you want to suffer the things that's going to come and the wrath of God and be defeated in hell with the devil and all of his bunch? Or do you want to live eternally with the Lord Jesus Christ, who died and purchased your salvation on Calvary's cross with his own blood? You wasn't bought by the material things of this world, such as gold and silver and all these here things that glamours and glushes. You was bought with the precious blood of Jesus. And that blood's going to have to be applied to your sins as it was when he delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt's bondage, when they had to slay the lamb and take his lamb's blood and put it over the door lintel and the doorpost of the house. And he said, "If you stay behind the blood, for when I see the blood, I'll pass over you." My friend, is the blood of Jesus applied to your sins? I know it would be kind of hard, but the blood is still a spiritual thing as of today. It was naturally on the lamb slain there at Egypt when that natural blood was put, but the blood of Jesus is still in play today and can be applied only by the hand of God through worshiping him and calling upon him in repentance. And he will put your sins beneath you under the blood and cast them no more to be remembered against you. Oh, he's not like man. You make a little mistake here and nobody forgets it. Oh, they'll say they forgive you, but I ain't going to forget it. And they'll go about in every way they can to destroy you. But Jesus said he would cast them as far as the east is from the west, no longer to be remembered against you. But if you seek after the kingdom of God, prayer, supplication before him, daily calling upon the name of the Lord, keeping your life unspotted from the world and the things thereof, live a holy life before God. He's got it all planned out for you. He's got it planned out that you'll have eternal life with him, a rest that no world, anything in this world can give you. Only God can give you that peace, surpasses all of our understanding. Oh, they cried out for peace and safety and peace and peace. Scripture says that when they cry out for peace and safety, it's going to be that they called and they said they got peace and safety, there'll be sudden destruction. My friend, we need to call upon the name of the Lord. We need to trust in the arm of God, not in the arm of flesh, because the arm of flesh cannot save you no more than it can save itself. If man could have saved himself from the things that's onslaught of the world's destruction, then Jesus would have came and died in vain. But he came for the purpose to save us from our sin, not in our sins. So all these adulterers, drunkards, and whoremongers, and all these here people that claims that this is the way God made me and all that kind of stuff is going to go down in defeat. It's harsh, but it's true. Only that which is right in the sight of God is going to survive the wrath of God, the destruction that God has already pronounced upon the world of the ungodly, and he's going to cast them all into the sea of fire where they'll be tormented forever and ever. My friend, it's time that we begin to realize there's only one plan of salvation, and that's through Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus. And we need to look unto him and for the salvation of our soul, because that's the only hope. We need to realize that God is on the throne, and he's looking down from his throne, and he sees everything that's going on. Your name is there, but if you want to get it to stay on the Lamb's Book of Life, you're going to have to repent. Otherwise, it'll be eliminated and raced away, and therefore you'll be lost. Because when he don't see your name there on the Lamb's Book of Life, he's going to cast them all into the sea of torment and damnation. My friends, let me encourage you, read your word, read the Bible, find out where it's all at, and study to show yourself approved. It's time we begin to look into the Word of God and find out that he is almighty. He created the heavens and the earth, and he wanted man to live peacefully on it, but he gave Adam one commandment, and he failed there, and it put us all in jeopardy. So now we come to second Adam. Jesus Christ came, and he died for us to bring us back into the kingdom of God and to save our life. If you want to accept him, okay. If you don't, God's not going to make you. But when the end comes and you're facing being tormented for the eternal life, you see, the soul ain't going to die. This old body will be cast into whatever. It'll turn away. Even to them that are righteous in the sight of God, they'd be put into the grave. But when that trumpet sounds and they come raised out of the grave, they're not going to be the same old body that went into the grave. All the aches and pains and the hurts and the other things that went into that casket and was buried is going to stay there, but they're going to come up a new fashioned as the body of Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, but that which is unrighteous shall come forth on the second resurrection, and wherein that death will have the second time around. My friend, do we want to live eternal, or do we want to live in this world and die in this world and then be resurrected from the grave and die again and be cast into hell? It's up to you. You can repent in calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can go forth in his name, receiving of him and accepting him as your Savior, and bring forth there a crown of righteousness for you. Otherwise, you're going to be lost. Oh, my friend, these people that are out there trying to destroy all they can and thinking that they're going to get a seven virgins and a river of honey is badly fooled. They have been mistakenly, through their false teachings and the false prophets that told them all this stuff, they too are going to go down in defeat with them that taught them all this junk. God is sovereign. He's not going to let no other God before him. He said he didn't see any, and there was none before him. And he's not going to give his glory to somebody else. He's going to receive it all, or them that don't give it to him is going to be go down in defeat. So, my friend, there's no other way we can make it. Jesus Christ died for our sins. All these other religions and false gods and everything has come along, and they have been held up. The names of all them, little old Mary was a girl that God chose to bring Jesus into this world, his only begotten. But Mary is not deity, to my friend. She's not a god. She was a little Jew girl. Then she took her place there and was willing for God to use her as you and I should be, as an instrument of his righteousness, and he can produce from us a vessel of honoring him, and she so did so. Oh, I believe she got her place there in the Lamb's Book of Life, but she's not one to pray to like some people do. She can't help you there on that place, because there's only one Savior, and that's Jesus Christ. There's only one name you can call upon, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, you can't call upon none of these other names that's been declared to be gods in one thing or another. It's going to be Jesus and him crucified. He's the one that prepared the place. He's the one that came to die for in your place, in my place. He's the one that came to save us from our sins, not in our sins. But my friend, if you continue to walk in darkness, you're going to stumble and fall. But walk in the light by faith in Jesus Christ, and he'll give you that light to walk in, and you won't fail in the darkness and stumble and fall. But you'll be brought to the place that we're in that he has gone to prepare for us in that kingdom that he has set up beside, and wherein dwelleth righteousness. It's up to you, my friend. Let me encourage you. Read your Bible. Study it. Read it and prayerfully seek God for the answers that which in and the knowledge and the wisdom wherein you can serve him in the beauty of holiness. It's not the denomination that's going to get you there. It's being born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, baptized in his name. And that's the way the Bible says. And it's the only law that we can go by is what God says, not the laws of man, not their traditions, as it was in the days when the Pharisees and them would go and water their oxen on the Sabbath day, but they didn't want the Lord to heal nobody on the Sabbath. That was a wrong. But he let them know that what was wrong with healing the man on the Sabbath, when didn't they take the oxen out to water them? He told him, he says, if their ox falls in the ditch, get him out, whether it's on Sabbath or whatever. Because you come back on the first day of the week, and ox will be done dead, and what you going to do? You just cover him up? My friend, we need to work according to God's plan of salvation, according to God's laws and rules, not man-made foolishness, not traditions, but all these things that God would require of us. In the first part of it is that repenting. It's been established years and years before yours and my time that we had to repent. We had to come to God and offer our sacrifice. And he don't require an animal sacrifice now, but it requires a sacrifice of praise, worshiping him in spirit and in truth. As Peter said, present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which should be your reasonable service. The blood of animals is no longer effective for your sins. They never done away with the sins to begin with. And that's why Jesus, God in the flesh, came, to whereby that one sacrifice would end all sacrifices, that would do the job and bring salvation unto them that would believe and trust in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have faith in in what he done at Calvary for our salvation. Believing upon him and calling upon him. Walking by faith and not by sight. Leaning upon the arm of God instead of upon the arm of the material things of this world and the arm of flesh. Oh, my friend, listen, there's time that you're going to feel some sorrow, even if you've been born again. There's going to be some times it's going to come. It's going to seem like that it's more than you can bear. But he said he wouldn't let more be put on us than we could bear, except he's already made a way of an escape. He didn't say he would save you out of your temptation, but he'd make a way for you to go through them. He said he would go with us, never leave us nor forsake us. The difference between a person that don't know God and have in him in their life, go through all these trials and tribulation, he've got nothing to lean upon but the arm of flesh. But when the Holy Ghost are leading you and guiding you, and he'll bring you through it, and he'll bring forth. And when you come through the trial, you're going to be stronger in the faith of God than you was when you went in. So it all works out. God's got it all worked out for yours and my benefit. Not that he needs us, but we need him. We need him like for the breath that's still warm out of his nostrils that we need to breathe. We can't make it without him. We can't do anything without him. There's nothing that you can do that God hadn't had a part in. But some people don't give God no praise and glory. You may reach the ladder of success. You may step on this one and step on that and then climb through nook and crook and deceit and one thing or another to get to the top. But when you get to the top and there's no other place to go but down, and when that top falls apart, you're going to fall down, and all them that you nooked and crooked and stepped on going up, you're going to pass on the way down. So you need to find some friends, my friend. You need to look to the friend that is a fast, is greater friend than ever, Jesus Christ our Lord. And if you'll trust in him, go by what he tells you, you'll have friends that'll help you along the way from time to time. When it seems like that all is lost, he'll send somebody knock on your door to give you an encouragement or help you meet the need. Oh, I've seen it happen. I believe it. I've seen it. And God is not short and slack in concerning his promises. And he has no respect of person. What he'll do for me, he'll do for you. You just got to trust him. He hasn't got no respect of person. He brought forth the plan of salvation to all men. But you got to repent. You can't continue in your sin and your ungodly ways, in adulterous and fornication and drunkenness and wife beating, child molesting and these things, and think that you're going to wind up in the kingdom of God. You're wrong, my friend. It's going to take a straight way into the way into the kingdom of God, and that's going to have to, you're going to have to quit all these things. Sin is not going to enter into the kingdom of God. He's going to come forth and bring forth a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. It's time we begin to look into the scriptures, find where we're at. Let me suggest that you read the 6th chapter of Revelation. You'll find that there, you'll find about all of the wheat and the barley, of how the prices of our food and everything is going up today. Even to the merchants, they're producing it and everything, and they're charging you more for it, but they're less product. So, my friend, it's coming to the place there that when it's going to come to the time that just a regular day's pay will just barely make it through. My friend, we need to call upon the name of the Lord for his righteousness and allow him to help us. When these things begin to happen, the children of Israel was in Egypt's bondage. But in when all the things that was happening in Egypt, the flies, the lice, and the blood, and all them things that was happening there to them in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel was at, they had light in the camp when it was gross darkness in Egypt. They wasn't bothered by the plagues that was upon the people of Egypt. God's people was being protected. God will protect you from all of these things, my friend, but you got to give him praise and honor. I'm looking to that time when he comes forth, because that's his way of protection of his people, that when he comes and takes them out of all of the strife and all the things and that's going to come upon the world before his final judgment, he's going to bring us forth into his kingdom, and there we'll be with him at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And mind you, if you miss out on that, you've missed it out, all of it. So may God bless you as our prayers, and keep praying for our boys and girls that are in these wars, our policemen that are round and about, that stands between a lot of crime that's going on in this world and around and about us, and pray for them that God will soon bring forth his victory, that we all that will call upon the name of the Lord and give him praise and glory there, that we'll be safe in the arms of the Lord. Is our prayer today is that God will help you in these days that we live in. We just want to encourage you, pray and seek after the kingdom of God. We don't ask for all the money that some of these people is asking for, but if you so desire and God lays it on your heart to help us in any way with the broadcast, it's what it would go for. My friends, it would be appreciated, but I would like for you to pray mostly for us. Pray that God's will be done in our life as well as yours, as we pray one for another, that God will bless and undertake for his people that have called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't care what denomination you belong to, my friend, but you need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of false teachings going on out there, and if you just take the time to check it out, you'll find that a lot of it may be in the pulpit that you're going there. Sure. So look unto the Lord, for he's the only righteous, and salvation cometh from him. The world can't save you. But he said, come ye out from among the world and be ye therefore separated, and I'll receive you, saith the Lord. May God bless you and keep you. Write to us, email us, or whatever, encouragement, whatever you want to, and God will richly bless you. And God keep you until next time. May the Lord bless you. Father, keep them by thy grace and in the shelter of thine hand, under the wings of the Almighty. May they abide in the safety of the Almighty God. Until next time, may God richly bless you, my friend, and keep you, is my prayer. Amen and amen.
We pray that we have said something today to point you to Calvary and draw you closer to Jesus. If you feel led of the Lord to help us get this gospel out, make your love gift to Take Time for Jesus, P.O. Box 17272, Tampa, Florida 33682. And if you want to write to us or send us prayer requests, you may do so at ecompton31@yahoo.com. That's ecompton31@yahoo.com.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first